And now, from Global News Headquarters, it's time for News of the Week.
I'm Al Doblow.
And I'm certain that going for a drive is the stupidest weekend activity a person can do.
Former royals Meghan and Harry have been rocked this week by claims out of Buckingham Palace that Meghan regularly bullied palace staff. The Times newspaper reported that the former Duchess of Sussex drove two personal assistants out of the household and actively undermined the position of a third staff member. Meghan has responded to the allegations by labelling them part of an orchestrated and concerted smear campaign against her by the palace. Well, we think that's what she was saying. It was hard to understand because she was screaming and throwing corgis at us.
A much-deserved reward for a Queensland service dog this week as Brisbane-based Labrador Ulf was awarded Australia's Top Dog Award. Ulf, who works primarily in biosecurity, made over 400 detections of hazardous materials in 2020 and has been praised for his work in keeping Australia's agriculture industry safe. Here at News of the Week, we have just one question for Ulf. Who's a good boy? Hey, who's a good boy? It's you, isn't it? You're a good boy. Oh yes, you're such a good boy.
Hollywood star Alec Baldwin and his model wife Hilaria have welcomed their sixth child this week, with the arrival of the new bub causing major confusion. Many commentators were perplexed about the baby's arrival, given that the couple welcomed their fifth child just 5 months ago. However, the confusion was soon cleared up when it was confirmed that baby Lucia was born via a surrogate mother. It's still unclear whether the child will follow Hilaria's roots and be raised fake Spanish.
In sports news, Boom Broncos rookie Tessie New has found himself in hot water this week after facing court on driving offences. The 19-year-old Tongan international was fined $400 and had his licence suspended for 6 months for unlicensed driving. It is still unclear whether New will face sanctions from the NRL. However, many insiders believe that forcing him to play for the Broncos may be punishment enough.
That's the news of the week. I'm Al Doblow, and I'm so ready for the COVID jab, I only wear singlets now.
Good night.